When we last left you, my friends, the chapter on the incredible steak, Asian, whatever salad, we had some testers that were really curious as to what the different carrots tasted like. So, Lush has decided to try the purple one, and it tasted like?
A radish carrot.
Then you were inquiring about the white, so you went and sampled the white, and it tasted like?
A parsnip.
So me always being on the cutting edge of vegetarian evolution, I tried the little orange one. And you know what? It tasted exactly like a carrot.
You're an idiot.
Sorry. What? She tried the purple and the white one. Who knows? It could have tasted like a mandarin orange. I don't know.
I wish it would have.
Yeah.
I wish that's what it was.
Well, as long as it doesn't taste like a raw olive, I don't think anything on earth.
Yeah, fool you once.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Since I don't have a big enough bowl, we're going to mix this in the skillet here. So, all right, let's recap what I've got in here. I've got cucumber, little gem lettuce, thinly sliced radishes, thinly sliced shallots, thinly sliced cucumber, thinly sliced carrots. All right. Now, we've got it all nice and mixed up. We're now going to take our little dressing.
Which is a little on the spicy side, which is nice.
It is spicy, yeah.
I love spice.
Okay. We're going to toss all that together.
That looks, for a vegetarian like myself, that looks very good.
It actually does look pretty good, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, so we're going to start with that. Let me take the steak now. Switch knives.
No.
Yes.
Switching you're just notes. Doing that to be ugly.
Never mind.
You're tired.
I'm tired. I would have had a witty comeback for you, but... All right, so the first thing you have to do is make sure that...
No. Why do you do that in front... All these people are drooling all over themselves waiting to eat the salad, and what do? You start on the steak first.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Okay, so actually what I'm doing, though, I didn't want to overcook these, so I did not render all the fat as fully as I might like to.
No.
I'm trimming it away.
The fat's delicious.
I know that, but...
Thank you.
Okay.
Fat is beautiful, baby.
Sirloin's a little tricky, so as you're slicing it across the grain... You're going to...
Guys from New Orleans, man, they always take it to the lowest depths. I don't know.
Below sea level.
Anyway, so I wanted a good medium rare on it, and that's what we got. Again, I'm thinly slicing the sirloin, A, so I can make two of them last for the whole group.
Yeah, because I have a feeling the salad is going to go quick.
I think anything right now would go quick.
No, this is a pretty sophisticated palate, even with Glenn here.
Well, I was going to say with Flip here.
Oh, are you tired too, Glenn? Are you tired too?
I'm paying attention to this. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
What are you smoking, Glenn?
Cigar.
God, that's a great answer.
Well, that narrows it down. That narrows it down to about 300 choices in our humidor.
Kind of like saying it was a carrot flavor.
Yeah, today I ate meat. That narrows it. You listen, I got to get back to something that's really bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
You dissed bologna.
Mm-hmm.
Bologna is a beautiful thing.
You know what? I will say that Michael Simon's fried bologna sandwich...
I was going to say, that's where you really...
That was a different experience.
Yeah, fried bologna is the way to go. A fried bologna sandwich is absolutely die for.
I'll give you that one.
Thank you.
Although I've also had a smoked bologna sandwich, which is really excellent.
Have you ever smoked bologna on the egg?
Not yet, but I'm actually going to.
Some people did it at the Egg Fest last year, mm-hmm. and I tried about a pound and a half of it. You know, because you never know. I got the end cut, got the center cut, and no matter what, man, it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful.
Now I see why Glenn wouldn't respond to what he's smoking.
Well, because in this state, it's still illegal.
No,
That's Honduran.
I'm embarrassed.
He's just.
Well, yeah, Glenn is our cigar snob.
Yeah.
You're our wine snob.
Yeah, he is very.
He's a cigar snob.
All right. Here we go. Let's start serving this up. So, we're just going to take a nice little handful of the salad.
Nice.
Top it with a few slices of sirloin.
You'll never make it if you put that much steak on there. You'll never make it.
And that's for the picture.
Oh, that's of course, the picture.
And the rest, throw it on.
Yeah, there we go. Although, you know, Chef Eric, this is one of those salads, you notice it didn't take more than 20 or 30 minutes to do. It's an awesome recipe. Are you going to have this one available for the masses?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you will actually be able to get this recipe within 48 hours after the sound of this show. And
Is it for Eric 48 hours or normal?
Oh, wow. Hey.
You know what?
You can't pick on a guy who's
boss. I don't need it from you.
Chef Eric, it's absolutely deplorable that people would be challenging you because you're so
punctual?
Yeah. Well, I've heard you described in many adjectives. Punctuality is not one of them.
I am punctual as far as Latins go.
There you go.
I'm Latin punctual.
Yeah, that means 24 hours means 48. But no, the thing is, though, you did a very good Samaritan deed today. So no matter what, everybody was very understanding, and that was very understandable.
This is for someone who likes mid rare. That's right from the center.
But anyway, you know what we're going to do, Chef Eric? While you're dishing up,
yeah.
Would you like to take a few minutes to talk about a fine cigar?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we just happen to have one of the fine experts here at Cutter Cigar Emporium. Not Larry.
Glenn?
Not Glenn. Okay, let's read. Everybody give their name. No, it's John who, I'll tell you what, I've heard. All right, animals, settle down. You're eating now. Settle down. But anyway.
By the way, the way to finish this.
Yes.
And I brought some with me, but I didn't do it, is toast up some peanuts and sprinkle some peanuts on top of it. So if anyone wants to wait for a second, I'll crush some up and do that.
You know, I know that's the Thai way to do it.
Yes.
And I just don't like anything crunching in my salad. I don't like croutons. I don't like anything that's really crunchy. So peanuts just, but that's me.
Yeah,
such a distinct palate.
That is you. That is definitely just you.
Yes.
All right. That's it. That's all I was going to say. So are we going to have some?
I think, yes, you can't do it, so I'll try to help you out here because I'm not as tired as you are. So we'll welcome, tell you what, John, why don't you step on over here? And now, you talked to Chef Eric before the show because this is something that's becoming extremely more popular, food pairings with cigars and alcohol pairings with cigars. So as you were getting ready to pair, what was necessary for you to find out, and why did you choose the cigar that you chose today, John?
Well, I wanted to find out what meat he was going to prepare and if it was a really heavy, really rich meat, or if it was something, a chicken or a pork, a little bit lighter. And when I asked him what he was making, I suggested so medium, medium, full. He said, absolutely. So the cigar that we chose was a Honduran cigar called the Island Jim No. 2, named so not because it's the second cigar, Wayne, but because it, if you hold it upside down, it has the appearance of a number 2 pencil with a light, darker tobacco for the lead and the lighter tobacco for the inside of the wood, made by Oscar Valerdes in Honduras. And it's got the image of Island Jim Robinson, the Jimmy Buffett of cigars.
That's a great way to describe him.
And it's got a sweet profile. I offered one to Lou, and she indicated she really didn't want one because of how sweet it is. But I think it would pair really well with what we're having. I think it's a really good cigar.
Now, Island Jim, you can't buy Island Jim cigars everywhere. It's pretty exclusive.
The Leaf, we were the first one in Georgia to carry the Leaf by Oscar. Island Jim is not available. You're right; it's not as readily available everywhere. No. We also are the only one that now has the lease by Oscar Lancero. We're the only one in Georgia that can have it for at least a year. Another in a fine line of really good cigars.
And I got to smoke one at the Southern Cigar Festival. It was more appropriate to the kind of size I like. This is a Torpedo with a ring gauge of what, 56?
Yeah, absolutely.
And
smoked a 100 gauge Woody.
Yes.
Just for the record, you had a big Woody in your mouth for a long time.
A whole day, 7 hours, I believe.
Incorrect. 8 hours and 34 minutes, yeah. Kyle.
And you choked on it profusely.
Yes, and I will tell you, it was an excellent cigar. Now, what's funny about that is that a cigar of that ring gauge is totally, totally laughed at because people think you can't smoke it. You can't, it's a gimmick cigar. But when I talked to Oscar and I talked to Island Jim, they said, no, everybody looks at it that way, but you really can't smoke it. And when I drew on it and when I lit it, it lit as well as any other cigar I've ever smoked. And it drew very well throughout the 8 hours and 34 minutes, Kyle, that it took to finish that cigar. But it was an amazing cigar, so they've got the knack down there. I mean, Oscar really does have it nailed when it comes to excellent cigars. And fortunately, y'all were right on top of it in signing on with him early. Now he's taken off, and it's very difficult to find him anywhere but here in the state of Georgia. So this is just one of the umpteenth reasons to come to Cutter Cigar Emporium.
Absolutely. One of the things that really sets the Leaf by Oscar apart is the presentation. Most of the cigars that they make, besides the Island Jim and the Big Johnny, are wrapped in a cured tobacco leaf as its package. So that's a very unique presentation. Oftentimes companies will come up with really unique presentations but lack in the cigar. In this case, very nice presentation, very nice cigar.
I remember the first time I ever saw the cigar in the humidor, I looked at it and said, really? Somebody is trying to sell a cigar that looks this rough? And I've actually, through my learning experience, I've actually had people that have tried it for the first time. They start lighting it up, and I have to remind them to take the outside wrapper off because they don't know. But once they do, I think that's one of the very few cigars where everyone that's tried one has said they really liked it.
Absolutely. Very few have not walked away enjoying it.
Well, so how is everybody enjoying the salad? Well, they're
thank you, Glenn.
he's a salad snob too, but anyway. Traditionally Honduran cigars are not the favorite of most cigar smokers. You don't hear a lot of people bragging about Honduran cigars. Nicaraguan, I think now Nicaraguan actually, Chef Eric, are getting more raves across the board than even the Dominican.
I think that's true, and I prefer Nicaraguan tobacco if given the choice between straight Honduran, Dominican, and Nicaragua. I enjoy Cuban as well. I like some of the wrappers and things that they're growing in Mexico and in Brazil. So it's really, the world's opened up quite
a bit. It really has. And a Brazilian wrapper, when you smoke a cigar with a Brazilian wrapper, it really is a unique flavor profile. You can smoke it without even knowing it's Brazilian. And once you taste it, you know it's Brazilian.
Yeah, someone was telling you, and it may have been you, John, but was it the San Andreas Mexican wrappers? They used to not sell to anyone but Padron. And then the family finally said, once that expired, they said, you know what, now we're going to sell it to everybody.
Yeah.
And Padron was kind of...
We're all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. What better place on this cold, blustery, sunny day in Alpharetta, Georgia, the Cutter Cigar Emporium right here on Windward Parkway, Alpharetta, Georgia.